Today the sun is coming. Oh, very good. Huh? After much rain, is the sun come? Very good. Sun always comes back. You can lose hope sometimes, but it comes back. You think life is just clouds. And then suddenly there it was. You just have to go beyond the clouds, then the sun is there. All the time the sun is there. Don't get lost in the clouds. Go to the sun. To my beloved Master Swaha, it was very strange for me not to come to the whole blissful spring retreat. I was wondering how I would feel when I came to Hamburg. I got very surprised. It was so easy, and I felt quickly that I could connect to myself and land in what was happening there, in the now. And more I realized that to be connected to the now is the same as being connected to you and my being. Hamid and his co-leader Karen presented the work so beautifully, and the inquiries gave me experiences that are real understanding of what you are talking about. I could experience how it is when my being just is, as transparent light, when time stops, and what I experience as I is just energy, connected to everything like one organic being. And all the time I felt like you were tickling me and whispering, yes, it is the same. Everything is the same. It's true. It's the same. Coming here yesterday was like moving my physical body from Hamburg to Hedal. So easy, because the energy was the same all the time. No difference, no separation. I felt so protected. Satsang today was so beautiful, so sweet, like floating in the being in the universe. I'm so happy and thankful. Thank you for waking me up and holding me through this beautiful and exciting journey. Showing me all this, so easy, so loving. And now I realize that I can only relax into what is, and everything will unfold. You are my master forever. I will take you with me everywhere, with great, great thankfulness. Prashanti. I was also wondering why you went to Hamburg. This is no more nice here. But we have to go and do many things till we realize that there is nothing to do, just relax. Then you realize you're prashanti then, that's what I told you. Kailash have to run around still a little bit. But you have to start relaxing now also. Hedal is much nicer than Rapaban, no? Yeah. That's the thing, it's the same everywhere, but it is a difference also. I know, I have enlightened friends, they live in the middle of the cities, but that's not my style. I like more the birds and the mountains and the rivers and the flowers and the silence instead of the traffic. But it is easy. When you are connected, it is easy. And it's always been the same. That's why I say it's easy. But we don't understand what is easy. You can cut it down just to either the ego or the self. When you remember yourself, everything is easy. If you don't remember yourself, if you only have ego, then it's very difficult. Very difficult. And everybody knows just the ego. That is what the society supports. Society likes egos. And the egos like the society because it feeds them. You become somebody, you get the false identity. If you stand up for yourself and start thinking for yourself, it's very difficult to fit in. You will have to do your own thing. That means you don't listen to anybody else except yourself. That's why society does not like independent people. They like names and numbers. You have your social security number. You are a name and a number. That is who you are. So the whole thing is to remember the self. That is my whole work here. In different ways, slowly, slowly you start remembering. You fall out of this trap of the ego, of the prison. You start being light, weightless again. You remember something that you have forgotten. And that happens in mysterious ways, because you can do it. You didn't do the ego. The ego is just the accumulation with all kinds of ideas and past and society and unconsciousness and eating a lot of the wrong things through your mind, through your eyes, through your mouth. Slowly, slowly you become something that you're not. You become something false. That is what the ego is. It's just an idea. And then slowly, slowly, in some mysterious way, by being in the right place, where there is no juice for the ego, is juice for the self, for the heart, then you start remembering again. You start falling in tune again. Then everything changes colors. Then the mind doesn't need to work something so much. Then all the other senses start coming forth. Otherwise, it's all the time the mind, just the head that is working. All your sensitivity, your beautiful eyes, your seeing, the beauty, the feeling, what is happening, the energy around you. All this is forgotten when you're just lost in the mind. And how this happens, that is a mystery. In the East, they always said this, you won't make it without an alive master. And it's not totally true, because very, 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 very seldom somebody gets it without. But that's is already seldom when you get it. Out of millions and millions of people, very few people get it. Very few people are interested to be free. They're interested in everything else. And what is it to be with the master? Yes, more and more you start remembering, you start relaxing, you start falling in tune. They say, you become what you love. Sometimes, innocent, they always had known for many, many generations, all couples, now it's very difficult to find it, but in the past, they had been together 60 years, 70 years, and they start becoming like one. They just totally devoted to each other, very innocent people. Now it's very difficult to find. But when you love something, you become like that. That's why be aware of what you love. Otherwise, you might turn into soft ice. Or a bottle of Coca-Cola. Or even worse, a hot dog. So you need awareness to come out of the unconscious pattern. And most people, when they come in to satsang or into this, they have no idea. They have no idea. They have to be ready to listen and learn. And some people, they think they know already. That is the most difficult. Or they used to, because of their fame, because of money from outside, that they can do what they want. They can buy this to know. The Beatles was right. Money can buy me love. Money cannot give. And here, it doesn't matter. The only thing I'm interested in is that you throw away your ego, your head. Many people, not many of you, but some people, there are 1 million, 2 million. Yeah, but still you have to look at yourself. You can't buy yourself freedom. 10 million, doesn't matter. The only thing is your head. And then when you have given your head, if then still you have something to give, either it's to cook or money or whatever, but then it comes from the right side. Sometimes there are very ripe people, they get it very quickly. There are stories. In India, somebody comes to the master, tell me about the truth. I'm ready to do anything. And the master says, you are it. That are thou. And the disciple gets it. Because total openness, total availability to the master. This is it. You are it. Relax. And then they accept it. But this is very, 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 very seldom. Who is asking about the truth in the first place? They ask about everything else. Who asked about silence? Who asked about love? When you realize you are not the mind, you are not the senses, you are not the emotions, when all this is start relaxing and you allow yourself to sink into a deeper layer in your being, then you start remembering who you are beyond your masks. And with that recognition is great freedom and great strength. Because then there's no fear. You are not the ego. Then why should you be afraid? Otherwise, you have all kinds of little problems, little fears. Just the other day, we were talking about standing up for what you really feel. No, you got touched. You want sannyas. You want the name. Then it comes, oh my God, when I go back, then it will be a problem. This is the mind torturing you. But don't push it. Just see your limitation. Relax. It's nothing serious. Just play with it. But see then, oh my God, I'm still so occupied with these fears. I'm still not ready to stand up for myself. I'm still not courageous to say what my truth is. But I'm going in that direction. Just know that you're going in the right direction. And take as much courage as you can. You cannot push it. It has to come from your understanding. And the deepest understanding is that everything is easy. You are it. Then what to do then? Where to go then? Relax. Find beautiful people, beautiful places. Relax, enjoy. Hamburg can just be Hamburg. And Frankfurt, Frankfurt. That's where they eat the hamburgers and the Frankfurters. And anyway, if you are more vegetarian, then you don't need to go there. Only Frankfurter people go there. The ego is just a substitute, a very, very bad substitute for your real self. But you shouldn't need any substitute. You should want the real. Rely on the real. Then everything is easy then. And that's what you taste here again and again. You see it, and then it's so ridiculous. Again, you have to go out and play those games. Again, you have to go out and put on your mask. How long are you going to do it? Till you're fed up. But it takes courage to change, because understanding inside you can have, but you have to make it a balance in your outer world, in your inner world. First you start seeing things, you start realizing things on the inside. And as that grows, that clarity grows, it will demand more clarity on your outside, in your life. It has to be balanced, because if there is no balance, there is no peace. Haven't you seen the scale? It has to be balanced. When there is balance, it stops. Ah, no, stop. Timeless. Simplicity. Then you can relax. If it's all the time, then uneasiness then. So half the work is to get rid of this idea of who you think you are and all your problems and all your worries and all the fears and all the doubt and the whole package. And then it opens up for a new dimension. Now you can start just relaxing, meditating, being, going deeper, getting rooted into your reality. And out of that, new flowers will come. Flowers that will never grow in the climate of the ego. Because it is like a thick layers of asphalt. They can't come true. That has to go. And how it goes is a mystery. But it goes. And then everything is simple again. Welcome back. Who cares, Prasanthi? It's fun to travel, no? But I must say, I take you to better places than Hamburg. but it's good. It's many different ways to work on the human beings, and I'm all for. And I said to you before, I'm happy that you explore different ways that you can share with people, and it can be helpful because you have all kinds of different human beings. So some people understand this, some people understand that. Some people click with that technique, some people click with that. Some click with that meditation, some with another. Because everybody is individual. You have to find something that suits you. It's like food, you should be sensitive. You can come from all the sides because it doesn't really matter. There is many, many paths up the mountain. And I like to make every available so you can play with it. But when you are on top of the mountain, who needs any path then? And then you can see the quickest way down also, if you want to go down. So you have the way more mental going in, very sharp intellect, inquiry, Zen. You have music, dancing. Acting. Singing, kirtan. You have many, many different parts. In Japan, they even have made of tea ceremony. Very beautiful. This is really Zen. You can do it of everything. Of gardening. Because what it demands is just your attention, your awareness. To be totally into what you're doing. And when you forget everything, you become that. You become the dance, you become the painting, you become the singing. You forget all your problems, you forget your ego. So one is forgetfulness. And in the forgetfulness, in losing yourself, you find yourself. The other is remembering. Remembering yourself, becoming more and more a center, more and more sharp. And when you remember, you forget. They both goes to the same place. In the remembrance is the forgetfulness. In the forgetfulness is the remembrance. Then everything disappears. In India, they have called it many different things, but to make it simple, you have karma yoga. It's for action. Being aware of your karma, of your action, what you are doing. Service. Jhana yoga. More using the intellect, inquiry. Devotion, bhakti. Love. Everything you can use. My path is love. Because love is all there is. But in that, everything is combined. Because it's in love is total awareness. And heart is so much more beautiful. I like you to use more and more your heart. And then, if you have to use your intellect, use it from the heart. Then it's a good instrument. And nothing wrong with the mind. It's a beautiful instrument. But not when you are a slave of it. And that is what happens when you're lost in the mind. then you become a slave of your own mind then. And you are really the queen, you are the king. You shouldn't be a slave, you should remember who you are. Which is what you are doing, but then the challenge, you have to stand up for it then. You have to reclaim your throne. You have to kick out all these servants who has been in charge. All your servants been running your house. That's terrible. They have nothing to do to run your house. They should be your servants. They should take care of different things. So this is how you should use the mind. When you need it, you use it. Otherwise, you tell the servant, no, go to your quarters now, relax. I will call you when I need you. And then when you need, you just press the buzzer, beep. And then you... Then it's a totally different feeling. Everything is quiet. Only when you need something should you use it. Then you will have a lot of energy. Everything will be very clear. Everything will be very simple. Everything will be very peaceful. You won't run around like a rabbit not knowing where to go. So you have to change this from the head to the heart. In the Bhagavad Gita, one of the beautiful books of the world, there is also Astavatra Gita. It's about this innocent boy who comes and remembers who he is. He says, in the conviction, I am not the body, nor is the body mine. I am pure consciousness. The man of wisdom is indifferent to what has been achieved and what remains to be achieved, and lives in a natural state of non-doing. But remember, non-doing doesn't mean no action. But whenever something is needed, you do it. Whenever something is needed, you move. The only difference is that now you remember. In the conviction, I am not the body, nor the body is mine, I am pure consciousness. The man of wisdom is indifferent to what has been achieved. He is not proud of what has been achieved, because that belongs to the past. Nor does he worry about what remains to get achieved. There is no past, there is no future. Then you can relax as you are, as consciousness. Then everything is simple. Don't worry, life will unfold by itself. How did you get to here? What have you really done? You don't know. Life has just happened. And if you try to do a lot, then just a lot of headache. No, start relaxing. Get friends with life. Get friends with simplicity, with sensitivity. That is easy. And easy is right. When you feel that this is it, you feel this is easy, then you know this is right. It tastes good. Maybe you don't understand it, but it sure feels good. And I want more of this. I tried this and that, but I could not find it. But now, you relax. In the understanding, realization, that is mind, anxiety, and nothing else, that is the root cause of misery in this world. The one of wisdom, with his desires annihilated, remains free from anxiety and lives happy and content. But this has to be your realization. This has to be your deep conviction. This is how it is. This has to be accepted, realized on all your levels, in your mental, in your emotional, in your spiritual, in your heart. It has to be integrated. Then you understand, then you are convinced. You become unshakable. This is how it is. No, you can relax. No, you are happy. No anxiety. Otherwise, there is only anxiety and stress and worry in the world. And why is there so much anxiety? Why is there so much worry? No, stress has become the new sickness, the disease. It's taking over even cancer in America. Stress, breakdown, collapse. How come that human beings, who are supposed to be the peak of God's creation, can't live? Amazing. Because they have forgotten who they are. They are getting run by the servants. The servants don't know how to run the place. They come up with all kinds of ideas. Only a wise ruler can run it. And that wise ruler is in you. In the deep understanding, in the conviction that it is anxiety, mind, and nothing else that is the root cause of misery in the world, the one of wisdom, with his desires annihilated, remains free from anxiety, happy and content. But we can still travel. Don't worry. It's okay. I like travel. I'm an old gypsy. Stopping is good. Movement is good. The body is good. Don't choose. That's why it's good to have different places, because it's always nice to go there. Then when you say, oh no, it's nice to go there, you go there. Then it's nice there. Both is needed, don't choose. Let it be a deep conviction that this is how it is. in fact all parts are mine. You have been on many paths, and that is important, why some people click with that technique, other people click with another technique. This can be helpful to remember, because you're not new. So some will work better than others. But in this life, as I remember, my path was more meditation. But when meditation flowers, maybe it becomes love. Love flowers out of the soil of meditation. That is nice. And maybe love flowers into meditation, into silence, into deep understanding. Love and meditation. Two wings of the rainbow bird. Love and meditation, huh? Two wings of the rainbow bird. Have you seen the rainbow bird early in the sunrise? Whew. Beloved Swa, I'm now starting to be more in balance again after this time of difficulty and a period of strange energy pulling in me. This, you know, Rashid is back now. How are you doing? This ayahuasca is still happening, is leaving the system now. It's leaving now. It takes time. I told you, no, when I had working in Pune, we had all this Killian photography machine. They see the aura and the energy fields. Then we were amazed how the drug stayed in the energy body. It takes many years sometimes before the energy gets cleaned. That's why I never listen to these astrology things. My experience, these people who listen to this astrology, they just get more confused than more. Oh, good things happen, bad things happen. Oh, this and that and that. Some fools, they get the whole thing for years, every day, like they don't have enough every Saturday to get it in the newspaper, and they see, ah, this, this week will be great with this. No, no. Some people, they go and get big books every day, so every day they can look, what is going to happen today? Oh, yes. Business, great business. Oh, today is this. It never helped anybody. It just feeds your mind. All these things just feeds your mind. And that is not what you want to feed, please. But if this is not understood, then you will still be attracted to them. this is the people I am upsetting. Take away the astrology job. And anyway, all astrology things, it just happen. It works when you are identified with your mind, with your ego, with your personality. As you get more and more free, no chart can be made. Impossible. Because you are now. Only when you are stuck in the old can you be predicted. Because then, yeah, the same will happen. Maybe a little bit rearranged. But the same. Then maybe it can work sometimes. And only then if you have very good astrologer. Which I never really have met. It's the same as psychics. I have met so many psychics. But only one. Only one was... No, two. But then was so far away. One was so far away in Nepal, but one in America, he was very good. Really good. He told me what is happening now. What is happening now? That I should sit there and you people around. And I was laughing at you. I said, you fool, what are you trying to tell me? He was good. But that I can only see after. Otherwise, most of these people are just confused. What this period has helped me to do is to come in contact with what is really important. Yes, Rashid, sometimes we need some hard periods because then you can reflect what is really important. Everything is perfect. For me, it is to come closer to God, to learn to know that presence more, and learn to know love, peace, and joy. And I'm praying to be in service of that. When I feel I can do something out of love, and can be and do good, then I'm happy, satisfied, and I find rest. I feel that the most important and best I can do is to be close to you, to meditate and do my best to be good and loving, to feel the love and peace that you are sharing and spreading around you is very, very, very big, almost overwhelming. Yes, and still you want to come closer? Huh? You like that, huh? That very big and overwhelming? Huh? That's very good. That's how it is. When first people have to find out what is really what they want, that is the most important in the beginning. You have to find out what you really want. When you know that, then you are at the right place for these things. Many people, they don't know. They don't know, they're just confused. Then nothing happens then. They just sit there like a brick. That's why suffering, friction is very good. Then you start taking notice, what do I really want? I feel that the most important and best I can do is to be close to you, to meditate, and do my best to be good and loving. That comes out of being close to me and meditating. It comes like a shadow. Everybody knows meditate can be very difficult sometimes. You have to have the right climate. Then meditation is very easy. And meditation is very important that you have love, that you have relaxation, that you are content inside, then it's easy. Otherwise, many people meditate, they look just like pieces of bricks. They're very dry. You should be very soft inside. happy, relaxed inside, then you can sit. Where is the Buddha? Here he is. I am grateful beyond words. Please let me be empty to receive you and to be of service. Yours, Rashid. Very good. I like when people know what they want. Wishy-washy people don't like that. When I know what your heart wants, then it's easy to relate them. We know where we stand. Beloved, well, after a week here, I start to melt and open up my heart. Isn't it strange? How unused we are to live with the closed heart. And that even people who are here, the most beautiful people, this is a very good insight. You have to remember, after a week here, I start to melt and open up my heart. This old frozenness is such an old habit. And now you see, Kashika, why people don't know about it. Because it takes time. Normally, who is devoting 1 week or 1 month just to melt? Only very lucky people, very crazy people can do this. They don't even know. And know when it happens, but know is your own experience, your own understanding. After a week here, I start to melt and open up my heart. It is scary to see how much I close my heart in my everyday life with so much around me, and that I don't recognize it before I start to feel tired, sad, and lost. And it happens again and again. Nobody said it was going to be easy. But it's worth it. And this is how it normally is. Many times we have to lose it and find it again. Because when you are in it, then you think you will never lose it. Because it's here. And then suddenly you lose it. But then you know that it's possible then. And slowly, slowly, you start arranging your life that you take more care of it. More and more you see how valuable it is, how important it is, how good it is. And then it comes by itself, you start taking more care of it. And that's how you should do it. When you find something very precious, take care of it. It's like having a baby. How can the baby function? You can't just drop it there. It needs care all the time. When a little baby, you have to all the time be so careful. It's a papa, papa, and I give it food. Ta 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 ta. All the time. Oh, ta, 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 ta. And then maybe just a little bit. You leave it just to go to the bathroom. That's about it. And then back. That's how it should be. Your focus should be that. Then it works. Otherwise, you just leave the baby dies then. You have to take care. And that's how it is. You have so much experience taking care of everything else than yourself. That is what I'm talking about. You have to remember this. Now is your time. You start remembering. But this time I open up my eyes wide open and I feel more courage to say stop. And you write stop in big letters. That is good. Stop. Enough is enough. That's it. That is what you have to find. your oomph, your guts. No, you see the situation, that is the first. Normally people don't see the situation. No, you have seen, you have gotten eyes, you feel your heart, then a different understanding. No, follow that understanding. Follow your heart. And the heart says, stop this nonsense. Kashika, what are you doing? Stop! And no, you want to listen. Then very happy, Kashika happy, heart happy. Happy family. But this is going to be a challenge. You say, I'm going to practice this at once when I come home. I'm so grateful and happy to be here in this warm atmosphere, which helps me to melt and to wake up to life and to love again, with lots of love from Kashika. You are welcome. Good luck. And remember, that has to be your meditation. When you feel you are losing it, stop. Whatever you are doing, try just to stop and then come back to it. And then you start moving again. If it's at home, or if it's work, or it's wherever, out shopping, just stop. Gurdjieff, he had a great meditation like that. He used that technique a lot. Many mystery schools have used it. But you just stop and become aware. Whenever you feel like you are not present, just stop. Or you just sit down, come back. And then when you come back again, then you start moving. Or when you talk, and suddenly you realize there's the blah, 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 blah. Just the old machine is just running, gossiping, blah, 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 blah. Then, zip. And then you start talking again. Or you say, enough is enough. Ciao. Beloved Master, do you think you can use me here in Dharma Mountain? And possibly also use me in Brazil? I have finished 2 years of art school, so there is no more schedules to follow. In gratitude and love, Pujita. Yes, you are ready for something new now, Pujita? That's good. You needed to do this art school to see that, no? I think I can use you. Just I think you have many skills now that you could use. Even though I don't think. I think so. Dear beloved Master, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the wonderful sannyas you gave me. In this I feel connected to myself and to you. I am most grateful for this past week here at Dharma Mountain. I finally found home. Home in capital letters, after all these years of searching. In you I trust, my teacher, my master and guide. All my fear is gone. I know I'm finally safe. Home sweet home, with more love than words can describe, Himani. Very good, Himani. Nothing is better than that, when you realize, no, I'm home now. Then everything relaxes then. And you have been traveling, no need to go anywhere. No, it's a different journey now. A journey where you don't need to go, you just need to go in. Wherever you are there. You can go in. Where do you live now?
Oslo.
In Oslo? In Oslo and Hedal, no? Yes. Very good. Very good. Beloved Swa, to my dream prince, forgive me my ignorance and lack of trust. It is unforgivable towards a Buddha, but forgive me anyway. I have been half blind, but now I see you in love and gratitude beyond words. Yes, because now you're back again now. The more and more you come back to yourself, the more and more you can see me. Then everything changes. It's good to be back. And it's even better to see. And it's even better to be grateful. Very good. Everything changes. As you change, whatever you see and perceive will change also. The more you recognize, the more you will recognize, the more you will see. Forgive me my ignorance and lack of trust. It is unforgivable towards the Buddha. I have been blind, but now I see you in love and gratitude beyond words. Then you write me a Swedish song. That did you write that?
No.
No.
It was very popular in Sweden.
That is very nice.
Yes.
But you want me to read that in Swedish? I will translate it. I will see if to use my mind to translate from Swedish to English. You are the most beautiful I know. You are the most precious in the world. You are like the stars, like the wind, like the birds, like the flowers in the fields. You are my leading star and my friend. You are my hope, my love. You are my blood, my eyes, my hands, and my heart. Freedom is your beautiful name. Freedom. Very nice. Very nice poem. Freedom is your name. Freedom. Aum. May everybody stop and be free and be happy. Aum Shanti.